The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a podcast called I Don't Get It.
There we go.
Naz, why is your energy low?
I'm tired. First of all, it's 9 a.m. over here.
I know.
I had a very social weekend and I'm feeling like the allergies and it's still foggy here in LA. It's all the things. But I was laughing because whenever I see Jared's podcast or the Almost Famous podcast, like Help I Suck at Dating or Almost Famous, I've noticed now that you guys are recording with the I Don't Get It mic, and it's fucking funny to me.
It is funny. I'm like, whatever.
Actually, that is so bad.
Why? It's not bad for us. It's bad for them.
I know, but I can't believe they don't tell you. They're not even observant of that. That's so funny.
It's free publicity, guys.
Free advertising.
Yeah.
I know, but doesn't that bother? Okay, so for everyone listening, obviously, you know, watch us on Patreon so you can hear us argue on video. But like, I'm confused. Like, if someone's watching a video of the Almost Famous podcast or of Help I Suck at Dating, aren't they confused if you're on the I Don't Get It podcast?
It's just a sticker. Or they know that, like, it's my other podcast.
They must be confused.
It just goes to show, like, the I don't give a fuckness that Ashley I has in life that I literally just don't have.
But it's more it's more of the producers on that end. Well, to not be like, can you not use your other podcast?
No, but I'm saying
sticker?
Me personally, I would never allow that.
That would annoy her, but
like,
at the same time,
if I had another podcast, I would never allow that. I'd be like, I need another mic immediately. I would never even
another
record.
Mic. I could just pull this thing off every time. But like, I don't
you can't
want
pull the sticker off.
I think you could pull it off pretty easily.
No, I would not try to do
well,
that.
Well, Naz, honestly, it goes like this. I
know,
go like
but
that.
Why don't you guys do that?
I go like that. Why don't I do that? Because you know
she
what? I like the free publicity.
She flipped it.
We
just
do
don't
it.
Press that button off or I'll kill you.
Everybody needs to listen to the I Don't Get It podcast. And it's, you know, it's a shame if they don't and they listen to the others. They can listen to all of them. Yeah. That's what they should do.
So your producers haven't said anything to you about it?
There was one time, but I think I was the one that said, oh, I better switch this around. And I did. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. So I think it's time that we finally try pranking my father. Lauren's going to call my dad and tell my dad that I went on a wellness retreat yesterday and that I took mushrooms that they gave me and walked out of the retreat center naked and I got arrested for, what's it called? Indecent exposure.
Yeah.
And got arrested for indecent exposure. And we're just going to see how he reacts. He's going to be like, how? What?
And I'm going to just sit by as a bystander because I cannot lie.
I got
to
poop. I'm so nervous.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Can we just.
My poor father.
I cannot
so bad
figure
already.
Out how to make a new fucking call.
Lauren. Call
you just
it
save
at
his
time?
Number. What are you doing? What is this? What's WhatsApp? Why are we doing WhatsApp?
She says that he'll answer on WhatsApp.
Because that's what my dad, that's what all Latinos and like people who aren't American talk on.
Okay. I like hope he doesn't answer because I'm scared.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Perez. This is Lauren Iaconetti, Naz's friend. I do the podcast with her.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Are you?
Good. Good.
Your family and your children.
Well, I'm just calling because I got a call from Los Angeles County Jail, and Naz, unfortunately, was at a wellness retreat, and she took mushrooms, and then she walked out into the street naked and was arrested. So she remembered my number only. So I was instructed to call you.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for calling me. That is so important to have a circle of good friends. I hope this is the last time for her, and I hope she is, I don't know the laws in California, but they forgive people for murder. So, you know.
Absolutely. Right? I'm sure it'll be fine, so but I just wanted to let you know. And if you wanted to get in contact with her.
He knows. We're fucking with him.
Do you know if she took them voluntarily or not?
Most likely.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to put the brakes on this now.
Okay.
Either you don't stop being a parent, you know, because a person's an adult. Lauren, I can't thank you enough.
Of course.
You've chosen a stable lifestyle.
I stopped doing mushrooms a while ago.
I can reach
I think it's just Los Angeles County Jail.
Okay, can you give me that number?
Yes, I'll send you the text.
Lauren, say you're kidding.
Okay. No, I want you to call.
Husband and children.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
No, you got to call
Naz.
He thought it was me. He's going to hate me.
Naz?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No.
I heard what happened. Lauren told me she intervened for you. She just called me. I just got off the phone. Did you take those voluntarily?
Dad, we're pranking you. You're on the podcast.
What?
We're pranking you. We recorded you on the podcast.
What?
It's a joke.
This was a prank call. We're recording you on the podcast. It's not real. I'm at home.
No, this can't be. Take my name off the air. Oh, no. You're not in jail?
No, I'm home.
Well, I'm going to be in jail when I get a hold of you. Oh, my God.
I'm so scared.
You know what?
No, he's kidding.
You know
he's
I have
kidding.
A heart condition.
Dad, stop. Did you really believe Lauren when she called you and told you?
Yes, because you're capable of taking mushrooms plus.
Okay.
And supercharging them with what's that vitamin thing they sell on TV?
I don't know.
That's it. Take her out of the inheritance.
Okay, I love you guys. Bye. I'll call you later.
Okay, that was more than I could ever have imagined.
I feel so bad. Is he going to hate me forever?
No, my dad. I feel like my dad knew you were fucking with him.
Really? Because I can't tell his inflections.
He was so calm.
My father was like, thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, because he knew we were fucking with him. He's so funny and smart. And also, my dad does not have a heart condition. They're fine. Anyways. Okay, well, we did it.
My face hurts from smiling.
That was so fun. I want to go watch
I got to listen to it back.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I definitely didn't do mushrooms yesterday or today. Have done in the past. But one thing that my dad could probably use after we just pranked him is one of our sponsors, Next Evo.
Whether you need to de-stress or keep your sleep schedule on track this summer, CBD can help. But don't just settle for any random CBD product. They are everywhere on all shelves now. We have one that we really recommend. A recent study showed that most CBD labels are way off and that a lot of products contain only 60% of what they claim. And melatonin products can also be very inaccurate, which is why we choose Next Evo Naturals CBD that delivers exactly what's on the label. Their products are tested before, during, and after they're made, so you know exactly what you paid for.
Stress CBD complex gummies are what I like to have because anything in gummy form, I'm going to pick over a pill. But they're clinically proven to reduce stress up to 70% with no prescription. That's what Mr. Perez needs. That's what I need. No stress. Also, they put you to sleep really, really quickly.
Oh my God, the triple action CBD sleep.
Yeah,
will actually calm your mind because the CBD is so fast absorbing and they're controlled with release melatonin, which helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, and then you actually wake up refreshed, which is key, I think, whenever you're taking melatonin. I know some people have told me they've woken up groggy the next day. Like, Next Evo is what you need if you're having trouble sleeping or if you're just like stressed out making summer plans. Sometimes making summer plans is stressful. So Leave summer stress behind and upgrade your CBD. Go to nextevo.com/getitdad to get 20% off your first order of $40 or more. That's 20% off $40 or more at nextevo.com/getit. Did you guys see the, there was a mom that went to a birthday party.
I heard about this. I heard about this. Okay, the playground.
As a resident about the cake, right? Do you know the story?
Oh, Lauren, okay. I can't wait to hear your reaction.
It's Monday morning. Ashley tells the story, and then I want to know what everyone thinks.
Okay.
There's a dark, stormy night on a playground, and the story goes like this.
All right. So they're on a playground. It was a birthday party, and then it was this mom and her kid, and that was it. That was like the only thing going on at the playground. And this kid, around the same age as the kid having a birthday party, goes over and really starts socializing and integrates him or herself into the birthday. And like they were all welcoming and making friends and all that. And then as soon as cake came, the kid came up to the mom and like was, you know, asking for a plate of the cake. And the mom goes, the mom of the birthday party kid, the birthday whatever, goes, "I'm sorry, you are not part of this birthday party. You don't get any cake. Like, you weren't invited to this."
Aww.
Yeah. And then the mom of this kid went on Instagram and was like, "Could you imagine, like, why couldn't you just give my kid a piece of cake and welcome him or her in?"
It's just like, how can you be a mom and, like, see your kid, your kid, what if your kid was in that situation, you know? It's like, it's just a piece of cake. How can you have zero compassion for that?
And the mom also reiterated,
"Had a certain amount of cake."
No, she didn't. No, that was the other part. Like the mom said, it was a big cake. They had plenty of pieces left. There was like absolutely no shortage of the cake.
Wow. Oh, the poor kid. I hope he got many cakes.
Many cakes. My thought wasn't on like whether or not the birthday mom kid was correct. I have an issue with people tattletaling on other people on social media.
I know.
Like, it really just irks me. It's like, do you need to make a video about it? Can you just walk up to the mom and say, "Hey, can my kid have some cake?" No. Okay. And then buy and then go home. Do you have to make a video and tell the world that your child didn't get cake? Like,
we would discuss it on our podcast. We would say, "You know what the fuck happened this week?" And then have to talk about it.
Fuck it. Lauren, you're right. And in that way, I guess I'm kind of a hypocrite, huh?
A little bit.
Whoa. Well, way to put me in my place.
Well, I guess it just went viral, what you're saying.
You know, and I'm like, this poor, I don't know this mom that was setting up the birthday, but I'm like, she didn't subject herself to this.
I don't have any sympathy for that mom.
She needs to have
way
more compassion.
Yeah. That's have any sympathy. She seems like a bitch.
I was just
not
curious.
To say that like you should go and air all your stuff on social media. I get that. But like, I have no sympathy.
How can you say no to
mom?
A little kid just asking for a piece of cake? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Really sad.
All right. So I have a couple fun I don't get it.
Yeah.
One happened yesterday. Lauren, do you want to talk about it?
Can
you like, what's wrong with you? Because
I need to be. We were at a bachelorette party and we took a Hummer limo to a brewery. Number one, I don't get it. How the fuck do you say brewery?
Like that.
Brewery. No, that's a really hard word to say.
Brewery.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
No, thanks.
Anyway, so then we were like in a limo and people are like basically like looking like, "Wow, it's a limo. Haven't seen one of those in a long time."
Also a Hummer. I haven't seen a Hummer since
limo.
2006.
Exactly. They only make Hummer limos, but they don't make Hummers.
Yeah. Hummers
so
is done.
We just were thinking back in the day when we were kids, we would see a limo and be like, "Ooh, who's in there? Who's in there? It has to be someone special and famous," because famous people took limos places back in the day.
Yeah.
Now no famous person would take a limo.
So we said, wouldn't it be funny to
some
celebrity should just show up everywhere in a limo now. And then there was like lots of I don't get it that came along with limo.
This is so genius. Andrea,
Naz,
the,
you need
the
to
title
start
of this episode needs to be Bring Back Limo.
Yes.
Yes, Naz, I think you should start.
You should
start taking it to premieres, a limo. They're probably relatively cheap.
Wait, that's actually genius. So I'm going to the Indiana Jones premiere on Wednesday.
Oh, it was so retro of you.
But yeah, it is so retro. The issue is that now cars don't roll up to the entrance of a red carpet. You like park and walk up. So it's like, who would even see?
Wait, you
the
park
limo?
And walk up?
Yeah.
What about like at the Oscars and stuff?
Yeah, they do pull up at the Oscars.
I think and celebrities pull up to some movie premieres. I guess they, where do their cars pull up?
I think the A-listers like actually do kind of pull
up. I'm saying the thing is that now red carpets are like sanctioned and have like hedges, you know, where you don't even see the road, you know, like you don't see the car, like you just see them walk in.
Okay, so another funny thing about the limo is that, of course, you can have an entourage in it, but when you think about the stereotypical limo exit, it's usually maximum two people getting out, right?
Yeah, and unless you're thinking of The Bachelor, which is a whole
unless you're thinking
of
The Bachelor, whole different kind of thing, yeah. Which is kind of funny that they haven't moved over to Escalades, right?
No, or like anything like that. But that's what I think is so classic in 90s and 2000s. But yeah, and you have to cram in so many people.
Yeah. So when you have two people getting out of a limo and a celebrity exit, it's just funny because like the point of you being in, like you're in a stretch limo. So there's like a whole bunch of empty space between you and the driver, just so that you can like show that like you are
taking
so
up space
different.
On the road.
Yeah. Like I'm so far apart from the driver. Like, yeah. What?
When did limo start, like came out? I feel like the opulence of like the early 80s,
it was 80s
or something.
It had to be 80s.
Wait, let's see. The origin of limos.
The Google of the day.
Wait, this is so... In 1889, the first...
1889?
In 1889, the first limousine automobile was introduced in Paris, France. The word limousine actually comes from the French word limousine, which was a former province filled with farmland and shepherds. Who invented the limo?
1889 or 1989?
A stretch limousine was created in Fort Smith, Arkansas around 1928 by a coach company called Armbruster. They were primarily used to transport famous big band leaders such as Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman and their bands and the equipment.
Oh, cool. You were wrong.
But when did the chauffeur come into, you know?
It's funny when you're in there too, because it's like a little claustrophobic. They're like, there's no headspace. No. If you were a couple inches taller than me, you'd have to slouch.
Immediate panic attack when I entered that Hummer limo.
Yeah,
because it was dark in there, and you're going the wrong way. You're sitting in the wrong direction, and there's only two doors, and you have to crawl over to get to the doors.
But at the same time, it is perfect for a bachelorette party, so that's what they're for now.
Yeah,
right.
And that's the only way.
And homecoming and prom.
I have a question. Do bachelor parties get limos, or is it strictly like a bachelorette?
That is such a bachelorette
stereotypical
thing.
Boys get buses.
Boys get buses.
Rental cars?
I was thinking that I've been getting like a couple, like just like a SUV. Like they're coming in and out of SUVs, right?
Like I actually want to know what boys take on bachelor parties. Now I'm curious. I don't know.
I don't even see them on buses, Lauren.
No,
buses are girls too.
I would kill to be a part of a bachelor party. Like
you know
I would kill
it
to
would
be a fly on the wall. But wouldn't you want to know how it all goes down and like what they talk about and
they
where
don't
they
talk about
go.
Anything, Naz. All they do is go, oh, you're stupid, you're dumb. Oh
it's
my god,
true.
You see? Yes,
no, it is.
But that's your stereotypical frat boy bachelor party. There's bachelor parties, you know, that go to like Alaska and they do hiking trips and like
that's
camping
not the
trips.
Norm.
Yeah, it's a norm for me. Maybe not in your reality.
Not in that. Your reality is the lesser of most realities.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. We have to do it. Like, come on, you guys. No.
A normal, 90% of bachelor parties.
The West Coast is not a like small.
I'm
going
to say in America, 90% of bachelor parties are either going to a day club at like a fucking
like
LA.
Vegas,
I mean, not LA.
Party.
I mean, Vegas or a casino or golf trip or a beach trip. And that is most of it.
I think, Naz, what you're talking about with them going camping and like going to Alaska is your version of us saying the guys are going on a golf trip.
Yeah.
True.
Maybe.
True.
Maybe that is. But that, it is my reality. And I think it's not out of the norm, but that's hilarious.
I don't think it's
not the norm.
It's the
okay,
minority.
Fine.
Yeah, it's the minority. I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so... You think they don't talk about anything?
I don't think they make talk of anything of substance. I think they talk about sports, and I think about they talk about like who played the golf game the best.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. So Lauren has been in the house this weekend. She slept over a couple nights at our parents, and she's like, there are so many sounds going on all the time. There is Dawson just making sounds. There's Elmo making sounds. There's
wait,
Gertie
let Lauren make
barking.
The sounds. I like when Lauren makes sounds.
Oh, Dawson is always going, nyar, 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 and then Gertie's like, yup, yup, yup. And Elmo's like, hey, guys. And then it's just like, I can feel my chest tightening, honestly, with all the sounds.
Do you feel that's like exactly you need some therapy the after this?
Yes, I need therapy, but I always go to therapy because BetterHelp is the best kind of therapy because I can make it at night when I'm done working. Many different hours, really easy to schedule, really easy to cancel because I know that we all like love canceling plans, but then also love therapy. So it makes it very, very easy.
Have you texted your therapist, your BetterHelp therapist this week? Like I'm going.
I haven't gotten to that point yet, but if I have another night, I may.
You can text a BetterHelp therapist. You can do it via like video. You can do it via phone. You can do it online, you know,
you can
through
do the journals.
Text.
Yeah. Just keep up with your therapist.
But BetterHelp is also for people who just have a lot going on. So if you're a mom like Ashley, you know, and you're balancing all those things, like think about how much time you spend on yourself in a given week versus how much time you spend on other people. And are you balancing the two? So I think therapy is a great way to just take a moment to think about what you need from yourself. And it's mm-hmm. a gift you give yourself.
Yep. So if you feel like you're stretched out too thin, burnt out, it's a perfect outlet for situations like that. So if you need more balance in your life, get it with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/get it today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
You know how bachelorette parties sometimes like the maid of honor will come up with a game, like how well do you know the groom? And everyone will have to take like a quiz. Like you don't think guys are doing that?
I don't think so. No, I mean, I'm sure they do some games, but I don't think.
Do you imagine a guy going, it's time to play games.
Yeah. Gather round. Yeah. In my reality, there is no speaking of feelings or anything beyond like farts and golf.
Oh, man.
So anyway.
If you guys were to have a bachelorette party now, where would you have it?
I think my bachelorette party was perfect. I would want nothing different.
Yeah, yours was so you. It was so good. Yeah, Lauren, where would you have your bachelorette?
There was like 8 of us. We took a bus to a New Kids concert.
It was so fun.
I really, really liked where Moore did her spa experience. Mm-hmm. So it was just like everyone did their own spa treatments. We all like had some mimosas. We did the sound. I didn't do the sound bath, but I would have liked to if we got there in time. And everyone goes and sleeps and drinks water.
What did we do the next day? I just remember getting lunch.
We just laid out by the lake and then we went to
that's
dinner.
That's a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Wait, so where did you guys go yesterday?
We went to a brewery.
Oh, yeah, a brewery.
Wait, but that was the whole bachelorette? Just like drinking at the brewery?
Yeah, she just wanted to do something simple. And then the bridal shower was the day before. So it was like a weekend.
Okay, nice. It was like all together.
Now, I have a wedding on Friday and Saturday because Hunter is the best man. Okay. Uh-huh. And I've never had this before.
Wait,
I've never done
Friday,
this before.
And then the next day. You
okay.
Have
so Friday
one?
Is the rehearsal dinner.
Oh God. I got it.
Which is going to be just as bad as the regular wedding.
You're going to be alone a lot. Is what you're
basically
saying.
I'm going to be alone a lot with like basically my least favorite people.
Oh God.
And so it's like, I have to not lean on him for 2 straight nights for a very, very long time. And I don't know what to talk to people about. Like, I need to get beyond.
You should go around with the card game.
No, I cannot.
And you should be like, pick a card, any card. And then they'll have to answer the question that they pull.
My social anxiety is going to be so bad.
Lauren, what if you threw a bunch of those cards in your clutch and then in a moment of weakness, you're like, I have to go to the bathroom. And then you read 3 of them. And then you
I'm
going to
live in the bathroom those
We
nights.
Talked about this already, though, how we're the most interesting people. And like, can people maybe it's like people just need to come up to you. Maybe you just need to magnetize and attract people coming up to you and them.
I know. But
the
then I feel like they are coming up to me out of pity because I don't want to talk to anyone else. I'm sitting there alone.
But
you
that's
know?
Your shit that you need to work through because that's not true. Maybe they're coming up to you because they think you look really dope or you're friendly.
Well, that's for sure. That's
or you're
for sure.
Smiling at people. Oh, I have a smile
should I just
story.
Smile at people? Oh,
I have
okay,
a smile story.
Okay.
Open up your phone. I'm going to text you guys.
Are you going to show us a picture of the guy that you smiled at?
So yesterday I went to breakfast in Venice. I met my friend for breakfast in Venice, and the line was really long at the place we went. And you have to pick a number to get sat. And so his number was like really high and mine was like almost next. And he was sitting next to me and I was like, your shirt is so cool. And I was smiling. And then his number was later. So I offered for him to order like what my number up, and then invited him to have breakfast with my friend and I. And he did.
Holy shit.
And I'm telling you guys, smiling at every... it's a smile summer. I just text you guys. I took a secret photo. He was sitting at the table.
Oh my God.
And we may go out this week. I don't know. We'll see.
He's so cute. He literally looks like Colin Farrell younger.
Yes, exactly.
Wait, that's so... So you obviously did this because you thought he was cute. Like you did...
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. But in general, I told you I'm smiling at everyone, even if I don't think they're cute. But I think it's just... It's so obvious that I'm so open because I'm just so smiley.
Yeah.
And this is hilarious. And the breakfast looks amazing.
No, the fish plate at that plate at Giusta's Fire. It was at Giusta in Venice. Anyway, so that's my smile story of the week.
Well, that's great.
How old was he? How old is he?
I think our age. I didn't ask, you know.
Yeah.
He looks like kind of young.
Yeah, he looks like he might be in his 20s.
But I like
him. No, definitely 30s.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, now.
Because we had a conversation about people in their 30s.
Oh, okay.
Did he plan on eating
alone?
There?
Was he going to eat alone?
He was going to take it to go. And so I was like, well, if you want, because the thing is you get a number, right? Uh-huh. And so I was like, well, how are we going to do this? Because you have to buy it with one card. And I was mm-hmm. like, the food's going to come out to my number. So I was like, you can just sit with us if you want, you know, or take it. He's like, oh, I'll sit. And he had an accent.
What kind of accent? Really?
Australian.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm scared to say anymore because I don't.
Australian, yeah.
But isn't that fun? Isn't that such a fun
so
Sunday morning
story? So did
he
like Venmo you or?
Paid me cash.
Paid you
and
cash.
Paid me more than what it was. So I profited on this exchange.
So did you get his number? Instagram?
I gave him mine, and I have his Instagram. Yeah.
Cool. Great. Okay, and that's enough.
So we'll see.
Great story.
That's so good.
He's really cute.
That's the shit
I know.
That
I'm
love.
Telling you guys. Lauren.
I'm a fiend over here. I love it.
I'm fucking crying. Well, Lauren, okay, so this is back to you because I don't want to carry Bradshaw and be like, well, me, the reason
I
bring this.
The sexiest Australian at lunch or breakfast. You can have dull conversation at your wedding.
No, I'm saying literally the exact opposite. Can you please use this as an experiment and report back to us on Monday and just smile at everyone?
But Lauren
and see
doesn't
what
want to talk
no,
to people.
I can.
No,
but
I just got to get through these.
I got to get through them and I got to act interested and I got to be my best self.
But you can be genuinely interested and smile at everyone. You might meet someone really fucking cool. Like you might.
Okay, that's true. I could.
Like you know if you go into it too? Being like everyone's lame, then people will behave the way you expect
these
them to.
These are all the people from high school, so I already know there's everything about them.
Okay, but maybe they have a fucking cousin or a plus one that's really fucking dope.
That's true. I
like you need
questions.
To be like you need like, to, whatever you think it is what it's going to be. If you're like, okay. This is going to suck, it's going to suck. But if you're like, I wonder what'll happen. Maybe you'll meet someone cool.
Okay, you're right. I got to think of it like that.
I didn't think I was going to have breakfast with like a hot guy yesterday. And
so true.
You know.
Who's your favorite late night host? Starbucks or Dunkin'?
People don't watch that.
Nobody
anymore.
Watches late night host. We have to change that one.
What's late night host?
When we were on cruises, we used to go
like
around
Conan
to people.
O'Brien, Jay Leno.
We told
Jimmy
people
Fallon.
We judge them based on their favorite late night host. Mm. Or we were able to if figure them out.
Oh, I knew that, but you said Dunkin' right after, so I thought those two things were together.
Late night
I was confused. I was
Dunkin'
like, "What's late night host Dunkin'?
Chocolate or vanilla?"
If they said Letterman, we were judging.
Yeah, Letterman is my.
I knew it would
he's
be.
The best he's different interviewer. Now. I mean, he's got a different MO now. This is like, you know, 15 years
like,
ago.
Like if you said Conan, you got great brownie points.
We loved Leno and Conan. So as long as you said that.
I never really watched Leno as much, so I can't speak to him.
I watched Leno as a high schooler. Like I would just have that on when I was doing homework.
I just
like
liked his
night.
Car collection. I liked when he talked about cars.
I love his Canadian tuxedo.
Lauren, did you get your caraway yet?
I got my caraway and it is the most sleek matching shit that's ever been in my life because everything is always just a mishmash and until I feel like you have like a freaking registry you don't have like cohesive pans. Caraway, I have cohesive beautiful pans and cookware and bake. I got the bakeware so I have like I can make like a loaf of bread if I wanted to, and cupcakes if I wanted to, and they are so clean, and we throw out all the old pans and stuff.
Yeah, Caraway cookware is non-toxic and chemical free. So you can do all your favorite recipes. Do you think of like, I got like bakeware and I'm thinking about mm-hmm. summer baking recipes, like a 4th of July cake or cupcakes, I guess. What other summer recipes do you think there are that you use with bakeware?
I feel like I like the 4th of July cake. I feel like people make pies, you know, like the blueberry pies with the strawberry.
That would be cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Banana
like
bread.
A pie is a very summery treat.
Yeah, like a cherry all American
apple pie.
Yeah,
don't forget that Halloween is just around the corner, and you can,
Lauren, don't push it.
Yes. Lauren, stop trying to make Halloween happen.
You can make like harvest stuff. You know, you can make pumpkin bread,
or you could be like me and not cook and just have it on your stove and make it look pretty. And so when people come over, they think you have your life together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I like about Caraway, because I actually do the most cooking around here, is that it is the convenience of nonstick, but without the concerns of toxic forever chemicals. So you got the best of both worlds. Lauren and I were looking at our friend's bachelorette, you know, registry, like the wedding bridal registry, whatever. And there are so many super, super duper expensive things that like don't even come as a set. But with Caraway, everything is gorgeous.
And it's also very like top stackable. Of the line. It's like
so
all,
beautiful.
Like, oh, I got
It came with that stackable thing.
I had like
thing.
10 pieces and they're all so condensed. So they all fit into each other. Beautiful. So it's not taking up space.
And that's what we like.
They gave me dividers.
I got dividers too.
Okay.
Anyways, visit carawayhome.com/get it to get 10% off during their summer refresh event. Certain exclusions may apply. That's carawayhome.com/get it or use the code get it at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
And it comes in a whole bunch of different cute colors. All right. So I got more. I don't get it. They're fun. Okay. This one's really annoying. I know we've kind of talked about it before we've brushed over this topic sort of, because remember how Mary-Kate and Ashley one time said they're hamburgers, you eat them with your hands, but like they're actually hamburgers. And so they have nothing to do with your hands, mm-hmm. except for you do eat them with your hands, but there's nothing in the, you know, the root of the word.
Yeah.
Okay. So we bring this up again and again with sandwiches. There's a lady.
Handwiches.
Yeah. So somebody texted us this week, super sweet, nothing against them, like loved them, but we did not like the way that she referred to, if you want some delicious breakfast Sammies.
What?
I go, a Sammy. You never heard of people referring to sandwiches as Sammies, Naz?
I have, but not like you say breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but like, what do you say Sammies for then?
I don't think I've heard Sammy's that often.
It's the worst.
Sammy's? I don't even think I've ever
gross.
Heard of it.
If you want some yummy Sammy's?
Yeah.
No, ew. They're sandwiches. So if you wanted to really abbreviate, you could say Sandy's. Sandy's is okay.
Oh, okay.
Sandy's. But Sammy's?
Sammy.
Doesn't that annoy you, Lauren? I feel like this would annoy you.
Of course it does. I have. Yeah, I don't have the energy right now.
To rant
like,
about
Ashley's
the annoyance
like,
of just
here.
The word Sammy is annoying, like not a reference to like the name Sammy, which when you say the name Sam or Sammy, you're like, oh, whatever.
You're not saying Sammy's.
But Sammy, that's a horrible word.
No, that's horrible. And I actually abbreviate a lot of things, and that's bad.
That's bad.
Yeah. It's funny, the moment you just had with us, I had on Friday, because I've been hanging out with like this new group of people, and you know when you feel like you're going, you got momentum, and like mm-hmm. everything you're saying is striking hot, or it's funny, or you're like, you know, you're just like on a roll, and then you say one joke that kind of like falls flat, and I was like, I'm losing them, and then I like said something else, and I...
God. I feel like at that point, you just got to be like, well, I'm a loser and stop talking.
That's 1,000%. What I said. And then it got him back up. But then I bring this up because we were talking about innies and outies. Have we talked about innie and
like
outie
severance?
Belly buttons?
Is that what we're talking about?
Because we were talking about severance. Yeah. Because I finished that last night. I still don't think it was worth it. You bitches made me waste 9 hours of my life. I don't understand.
Are you? What?
I mean, sure. Great. Now I'm going to have to watch the second season. But like, that was not an enjoyable 9 hours to me.
That's wild to me. That finale didn't just like throw you for a
loop. I got goosebumps again watching.
I'm glad. It didn't throw me for a loop because I had known in like episode 7 that his wife was still alive.
No, we're talking about being an Egan.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Vegan?
Helly? What's her name?
Helly being...
Oh, Helly?
Yeah.
Was that not like the biggest fucking like mic drop?
I mean, it was a... it was not a mic drop moment in my life. I was like, oh, really? Oh, okay.
Are you kidding? I was like... No way.
I know. Like, I remember like grabbing onto Hunter, like squeezing him in the heart.
Exactly. Okay, you guys, obviously exactly. I understand that I am not the norm in this situation.
It's okay. It's okay.
People
it's
love all right. It.
That's your reaction.
Yeah.
Okay, so what were we saying though?
Oh, you lost Audis. The crowd.
Yes. So if you've seen Severance, they use it in a different context. Do you think that more people have any belly buttons or Audi belly
like
buttons?
90%, 95% of people have any belly buttons.
Let's and did, Google did yours it. Turn to an Audi after you got pregnant? Is that true?
It did not go full Audi. It was maybe not as any as it usually is, but it like certainly wasn't an Audi.
So is it like a middle?
It's like an inside. It was like maybe an internal Audi, if that makes sense. What but like it didn't pop out like a button.
What is it? I don't get
10% of people have Audis.
10%. And why is it? Look at that. Looks like Dawson's belly. That kid looks very proud of his big belly.
What is an innie Audi? Like, why are they different?
It has to do with the
way
cut,
that the cut. But it's not the cut. It's not the cut. Because you cut it like at the outside. Like you cut a couple inches. And it's the way it falls out probably. It's just how eaten. Because you know like a couple days after they're born, like it crusts
it's
off.
It's like scar tissue. The belly button. It's just scar tissue. And it's how it heals.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But I think a lot of people these days that are like have Audis, they like try to like get the surgery.
Really?
I think it's just like a quick little thing.
Ooh, I hate it. Because when I touch my belly button, when I put my finger on my belly button, I feel it in my vagina.
You do. You
Wait,
do.
Really?
You do. If you dig it in there, you dig your finger in there, you'll get like a little connection. A little connection. I'm not saying that you go all the way to the vagina, but you can go somewhere in it. Somewhere down. It goes...
Yeah, like Hunter will be like poke it. I'm like, that feels like you're connecting something
there's
too deep
there. Connection.
Yeah.
Really?
So just connecting tissue. But I can't do it right now either. I'm trying to do it.
You have to lay down flat, I think.
I think you do have to lay down. All right.
So wait, where were you going with that?
You were talking with, you were talking about innies and outies. Like,
I'm just saying, I don't know. I was just wondering if you thought more people.
So is that where you lost them, Naz? At the innies and outies comment? Yeah,
did you ask them that?
Yeah.
So, did you ask them what their favorite donut is?
So
though?
Who here's got an Audi belly button? What are those anyway? Am I right?
Okay, I am gonna ask the people at the wedding what's up with the Audi belly button and what are their favorite donuts?
Seinfeld, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
You should do a tally and see if it's really 10%.
Look at Holly, just taking a tally here. Do you have an innie or an Audi? Great. Thank you, enjoy.
But wouldn't it be funny to like separate like to separate groups based on that. So for example, at a wedding, let's say you have like a buffet style wedding, you could say
segregate
everyone
people
with an
based on their
belly
button.
Yes. Get up first. Yes. You guys can like, that
they should
be
make
a way
it
that
way
we
more
separate.
Fun. Yeah. Like people with blonde hair, go on up.
Yeah.
That could be really funny.
It's so
like,
funny.
I would it's like, we should be more creative in the way that we like assign lines in groups of people.
Absolutely.
You know? If you've had plastic surgery, get up to the table.
Yeah. Get on up there.
If you have filler Botox in your face, get on up.
Oh, can't do that at LA weddings though.
If you ever have had HPV.
That is incredible.
Like, that's what I would do.
You know what I was thinking of? Because, like, we would all honestly answer these questions and get up and, like, laugh about it. But then there are a lot of people in this world that wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about this yesterday. I used to be one of those people that, like, if, like, sex were to come up, you know, like, it would make me uncomfortable. Yeah. And I'd start to be like, oh, can we change the subject? I'm so uncomfortable. And now Lauren and I bring that stuff up at the bachelorette party. And we're, like, so
open about more, all of
I prefer
it.
More clitoral stimulation.
It's because of our podcast.
I know it has a lot to do with our podcast. And I wonder if some of those girls, we were making them feel uncomfortable by being
did,
sexually.
Yeah, we did. Probably yeah. did. Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
I know that there were some girls that like, where they just didn't participate at all. And I kept saying, it's a bachelorette party, so like, let's ask this. And it's like, not everybody enjoys this, so...
Yeah.
Do you think you made anyone? What questions did you guys ask?
Like, what was the last sex dream you had about someone that you like regretted in the morning? Like, no one answered. What was the most illegal thing you've ever done?
Yeah.
Then we got the cock rings out because we got Sierra cock ring, and we were talking about
that's intense, for me.
Really?
I just think the word is intense.
The word is very intense. It's just a like, cock ring.
But if you were to say vibrator, that wouldn't freak you out.
No, but it's like, yeah. Oh, God, cock ring. Yeah. Okay, that's where we're at. Yeah.
Cock is an intense word. What if we called it a penis ring?
Did you guys know that I use the C word during intercourse?
Oh,
yeah. You'll use it in a dirty fat. Oh, the
no, just in general. Always. That's what I call it.
To pull your cock out. Can I suck your cock? Cock, cock, cock.
Yeah.
I don't like that word.
They love it.
They do. It makes it sound big. It does.
It sounds dirty.
Your penis sounds like a small little baby penis. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely does. Penis is not a sexy word.
Neither is vagina. Why can we have another word?
I know. Pussy is like sounds demoralizing and vagina. Yeah. And then the C word, the other C word.
Actually, you know what's so funny? Australian boy. He said that like the C word is actually very common in Australia.
It's very common. It's like for buddy. Like it's for bud, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
What does it mean?
It's like for buddy. It's like for bro.
But like a joke.
Isn't that
like,
hilarious?
Oh, like, yeah.
I know. It's so weird.
Fascinating.
Yeah. But no, Jared learned that when he was on Bachelor in Paradise, Australia.
Oh my God. I forgot. He was so taken aback. He was in Bachelor in Paradise, Australia. I need to, I never saw those episodes. I would love to come over.
I never
and watch
did
it
either. I would love to watch it.
Wait, he didn't kiss anyone. So
I'm
going to
come to Rhode Island and we're going to have.
We don't even know how to access them.
Yeah. I think they're on some streaming service.
No, I'm sure we could buy it from someone. Right?
No, I think that you can stream them somewhere for real.
I bet you there's a Bachelor black market where people sell like old episodes from other countries.
I would love that.
No, I swear, I think it was available to me.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I thought, Ashley, you were going to say, like, when you were talking about people being uncomfortable, I thought you were going to talk about how some people are just sticklers. And I would love for us to discuss
what do you mean,
sticklers being a stickler. What is... I don't even know. I know what that means, but I don't even know.
A stickler sounds like someone who just follows the rules. You're a stickler
someone
for the rules.
Someone who's a stickler just really sticks to things. Like, if you were, like, everyone who has an any belly button, like, you can go up and... to the buffet first. It's like a stickler would like sit down if they had an Audi, and it's like no one's checking.
Oh,
like no one's checking.
I thought you were going to say that they'd be like, all right, pull your shirt up. Let's just check it out.
No,
make
like
sure.
A stickler would be like really stick to like the thing.
That would be
and
me. I think.
That's why it's funny.
Accuracy.
Because I'm so not. I think I'm a cheat the systemer. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, no one's checking my belly button. I'm hungry. I'm gonna get up and just go.
That's like when you're the boarding groups, like when they call your boarding group airplane. I don't get it. Do you go before? Do you go before your boarding group is called?
Well,
they don't check.
Oh, they really don't.
They really
sometimes they do. Sometimes they do, and they're like, we haven't called your group yet.
And that's demoralizing when you're like, so, ma'am, you're group 6. This is group 3.
Yeah.
Bonus for having a child. I get to board before everyone now. So I never have to like worry about boarding group.
What has that experience been like for you?
But isn't that worse? Because then you got to be on the plane longer with him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will say there's pluses and minuses.
It is annoying. You're waiting for everyone to get on.
it's plus, there's pluses and minuses. I do like the fact that if I have a carry-on, like I get up there and I can definitely get him settled without having other people in the row.
Yeah.
If there's other people in the row, oh my gosh. When I'm alone with him, you definitely want to get him on early because that's just a fumbling situation. Yeah. But if I'm with Jared, it's not so much of a big deal.
What I was going to say is, I hate the sort of like supermarket sweepness of like getting your carry-on bag like in the overhead bin when there's a line behind you. It's like, I literally want to be like, can everyone take a deep breath? Like I have an iced coffee in my hand, a laptop. Like I'm trying to put it down and I'm trying to put this up, but like I want to finagle it, but, and then I have to pee, but I'm like, I guess I'll just suffer and just sit so everyone else can go. And it's just like, can we all just exude a little more grace in that moment for people in front of you and just give them like 30 extra seconds and it be okay.
Yeah.
People are so weird
about you're so anxious to sit down. Yeah, like you're gonna sit for the rest of the flight. Just relax.
You can see how annoyed people are. And I know we've talked about this a number of times. I just, even with a child now, it gets way more mind-boggling as to how I have to plop him on the seat, like by, you know, the closest to the aisle. Yeah. To get the suitcase up there. And like, I'm still trying to like put a hand down so he doesn't fall off the seat while using my head to put, using my head to put up the suitcase. And I'm like, okay, this is so insane. It's 50-50. Sometimes people ask, do you need help? And they're so nice about it.
Right.
And then sometimes people literally just stare at me as I am like an actual Gumby.
Gumby.
Damn. No, it's sorry, the worst. On behalf of everyone who's
it sucks.
Whenever I see a mom, I know we've talked about this again, but like whenever I see a mom now and she's alone with her kids, I'm always like, if you need any help, like I'm here.
Nice. What are some other perks to having kids aside from like obviously I don't mean like in general. Yeah. Of course,
you don't mean like having like a child.
Like, I mean like whole skipping.
You
lines
get on a lifeboat
like
way easier.
What?
You get on a lifeboat way easier.
Oh yeah, you will survive the Titanic.
Yeah.
What are some other things that like maybe we wouldn't think of if we don't have kids that you get to do now?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Have you parked in like or when you were pregnant, did you park in a maternity?
I don't believe in the pregnant parking spot.
No,
because we should be taking steps when we're pregnant. Like that's the weirdest thing.
Well, like, what if you're having like a really tough pregnancy and like
I had a really tough pregnancy and I still think they're dumb.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I'm not handicapped. And I also like, what's weird is that like, okay, this is what I said. I think I said it on the podcast. If you have that spot, then you're going to like, okay, so it's less steps once you actually get in the grocery store. But when you're in the grocery store, I'm still walking around the grocery store, like aisle after aisle.
Yeah, that's true. I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
But you know what I would believe in?
What?
I would be okay with like moms get, like the toddler or an infant spot.
What do you
like
mean?
That instead of a handicap esque spot for a pregnant lady, the moms can get like
get
toddlers can get closer to the store.
Oh, like just having a toddler, but so many people have toddlers.
Yeah, I know.
But why with the toddler?
It's just easier because then that would be easier.
Because they don't have to walk across the parking lot.
Like, you'd be careful with the shop. I could be less like the shopping cart. You have to be really careful in the parking lot with, you
know.
Got it. Anyway, there's really, I can't think of any other like, access
like nothing
things
at the movie theater, right? Like they don't.
No.
Okay. When you guys are at the grocery store, do you put the carts back in the little
Lauren's at CVS?
We were literally just talking about
when Lauren's at CVS.
At CVS, CVS has shopping carts.
Shops at CVS.
Sometimes they do.
No, I know. I shop at CVS sometimes too, but they don't have shopping carts at my CVS. They have baskets.
We have some of them have.
Yeah,
shops.
We do. Yeah.
The suburbs.
The suburbs, exactly. Do I
but
put
they
it back?
Have a section in the parking lot for a CVS shopping cart?
No. It's not like that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about like Trader Joe's or a grocery store. Like, do you put it back or do you just like throw it in front of your car? Make sure it's out of the way.
I put it in like the outside cart gathering area, the cart house.
Yeah, like the section.
I don't put it in the store. Yeah.
No.
That's another thing. Who's walking all the way back to the store for that?
Yeah.
It's so weird that you just asked this though, because
we were just talking
about this like hours ago.
Do you do it, Ash?
I used to always be a stickler with it. I'd always bring it back to the cart station.
What are some other things you're a stickler about?
I think I'm a stickler about most things, but I think I'm less of a stickler now with the kid, because now if like the cart thing, the cart station is too far away and he's going to be in the car by himself too long, then no, I'm just like putting it up on the curb. They can handle it. You know, like I don't need a kid being kidnapped or like screaming and being scared in the car by himself. And also in the summer it's hot. It's like, no, there's just like no way. But always been a stickler about that. Always been a stickler about putting stuff back in the store where it belongs and not just putting it down on a random shelf if I decide not to have it. Now I'll just put it back on a random shelf because
life. And yeah. Does that bother you?
I don't love it about me.
Got it. Lauren, are you a stickler or are you complete opposite?
I'm an opposite. I'm not a stickler. There's like some things that I'm
put
very
something
particular
back randomly.
About. Sometimes, yes. Very, very sorry about that. But
wait, what?
Yeah, like if I decide I don't want something, I'll just put it down wherever I put it.
What other things are there like?
Do you say grocery store or supermarket?
I don't know anything. Oh, why? Does that matter? Grocery store.
I don't
store.
Know. You said
grocery store. I never say supermarket. Supermarket
definitely seems
fun to say.
It's very old school. It seems like
supermarket. Yeah, a super. I'm going to the supermarket.
Our grandparents definitely would say supermarket. You know, I think dad says it sometimes. I think dad says it.
Yeah, he says something weird.
Our grandma is turning 100 by the time this episode comes out. Pretty much.
Wild.
Knock on wood. You know, hopefully she doesn't pull a Betty White. She has exactly 10 days from today.
What happened? Betty White died right before she turned 100?
She died 10 days before her 100th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how I want to go out at 99. I don't need the 3 digits.
Ugh. Why? You're just trying to be like that.
Well, you guys know I actually feel like I'm going to die young. I really do.
Why?
On the younger side. I don't know. It's just this feeling I have. I don't think I'm going to make it to like the 80s.
So that brings me to the guest that I want to have on in a couple weeks. Hopefully as soon as
Bubby?
Possible.
I'm supposed to get...
No, she wouldn't be able to really carry this podcast.
So then she'd be perfect for it because I don't think either of us are carrying it today.
She goes,
"We're really out of it. What the fuck?"
I think we're fine. It was just a lot of interruptions.
It's Monday morning. Well, it's Monday morning here.
Yeah,
I don't know
well,
what
you
your
know
excuse
what?
Is.
It's
days don't matter to me.
Days don't matter to me either.
Matter.
I don't know
what
day
that, like,
it is. Lauren and I have a different schedule because like she does hair on the weekends. I often do work on the weekends. It's like I just whatever day is whatever day.
That's so true. So Sundays don't feel like Sundays to you?
Never.
In the fall, Sundays feel like Sunday. Yeah,
it sucks. I love the Sunday feeling of like a little more chill.
I do agree that Sundays typically are the most of the chills.
I'm getting so depressed that I work on weekends because I miss all like the fun flea markets and everything fun on Saturday.
I just don't understand why, like you are literally in charge of your own business. So it's like, why don't you just not work
on
weekends?
But like literally weekends book out for like a year because everyone doesn't have someone that does weekends and people need weekends. So like then I'm
giving up
50% of my
9 a.m. to 11 and do one person on weekends.
It takes 4 hours to do one client.
So do one client on the weekend.
I know.
And you're done by noon.
But then I'm losing how much money, Naz?
Yeah, it's not worth it. She just needs to, if she wanted a weekend, which she does, she gives herself a random day in the middle of the week off.
See, when I did the Yale course over the pandemic, the science of well-being, we talked about how you either value time more over money or money more over time. You fall into like either one of those categories. And I would way rather make less money and have my Saturdays and Sundays go to the festivals and buy stuff and like have a life and hang out with friends than work.
I wish I had that in my system, but it's not in my system.
But that means
whatsoever.
You value money more over time.
I know,
right?
I know, which definitely doesn't sound good now, does it?
No, it's fine. I think it's fine. I just think you're either one or the other.
I could never like turn something down because like of good money. Because
that's so crazy.
See,
to me, it's like,
time.
What does it matter? Money's not even real. You die and like, that's just not a thing. Like, wouldn't you rather
I'm
have
trying
life experience?
I'm trying to be better about that.
I want to know what the actual
I'm more so trying to be better, but like, you can like, just like enjoy your life and like spend a little bit instead of hoard so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way?
Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day.
So what makes a life a good one?
In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Let's just move on to a next question.
Okay.
Next question, LOL. Not a question.
Next topic.
Next topic is so, oh my God, it flows so well.
What?
It's actually that. Maybe a stickler, I think it's a stickler question.
Do we have a stickler segment now? I think all our don't get it's just stickler things, actually. No, because I'm not a stickler on things.
No, I know, but it could be the opposite.
Yeah.
Continue. I think this could be like kind of like a new like airplane sound. It's like Stickler Nation.
Okay, go.
Stickler. Wasn't Stickler the name of a character in like
Stifler.
Thank you.
Stifler's mom. Okay. So with this, are you Naz? I know our answer to all this together, I think.
What is the question?
But some people are very, very much opposite of me.
Okay.
Are you a door locker or are you a door not need to be locked?
Your front door?
I'm particularly talking about front door. Yeah. So
this
I am
is not
all
safe for you to discuss on the podcast, by the way.
What do you mean?
Oh yeah.
Are you dumb?
What if someone said
say that? Yeah, like that you don't lock your door. Like publicly?
I am a locker. What do you mean?
I'm saying what if I'm a locker
if
too.
She
what if
was
an unlocker?
Oh, okay. So that's okay. Well, we're talking about this right now, and I know that we're all lockers. Okay. But there's lots of people in this world that like make no biggie about locking the door and they don't even do it.
Especially my friend that lives at 143 West 80. No, kidding.
Wait, that's scary because that was almost my old address. But
no, but like lots of people are lackadaisical about locks.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like want to talk into the mic or not?
Ew, Lauren, you just blew out everyone's eardrum.
Sorry.
I fucking hate when people don't lock the door behind them. And it's not because I don't feel not safe in my neighborhood. It's just, I just like to feel like, okay, I'm cozy in my house.
It's
and
like,
no
do
one
you
can
not
in.
Put your seatbelt on? You know,
yeah. It's probably the same people.
They're probably the same people. Andrea, do you lock your door and put your seatbelt on?
I am. If you had to guess if I were a stickler in general or not, what would your
You're
guess
a stickler.
100%.
Actually, I would think Andrea's not a stickler.
I'm this kind of stuff big time. My
She's
front
riddled
door is
with
locked.
Anxiety.
Whether I'm home or not, front door is locked. I shut the bathroom door when I'm home alone. I lock it when I take a shower. That one's tough though, because I'm like, what if I fall?
Wait, Andrea, that is crazy because I thought I was super OCD and stickler when it comes to that stuff. But when I shower, I live by myself. My door is open. I think I would be scared, like
you
a horror
be
movie
scared.
To close my door when I shower.
Oh, really? See, I feel safe in the shower when I lock the door. And I
but
still
I live
pretty
alone.
Much, I always close the door when
but
I'm taking a shower,
someone
but do I lock it?
Because
sometimes,
I live alone,
sometimes.
Though. But like if you close your door, then at least if an intruder is there, you could hear the door open maybe.
I think, you know what? That's I think true. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Because otherwise I'm panicking that suddenly the shower curtain is just going to like flip open and I'm going to have no warning.
Fucking Alfred Hitchcock got us all fucking terrified to shower.
When I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair.
Yeah.
When I open my eyes, I find someone standing there.
Exactly. Like they really understood. That lyric is so relatable.
Yeah. It's so relatable.
So
wait, that's
scary.
So funny.
I'll tell you something. When I was pregnant, when I was pregnant, I didn't lock the shower door. I mean, I wouldn't lock the bathroom door when I was showering when I was pregnant because I wanted somebody to come save. I may have needed somebody to come save me. But normally I still lock the door when I'm showering, even though I'm married and nobody's in my house besides
See,
my
I,
husband.
No, that scares me to lock the door in there.
So weird.
I don't know,
but
I don't like that.
What do you do, Lauren?
We don't even have locks on our doors.
Your bathroom doors?
We have an old house.
Wait, really? So, like, if you're taking a dump, like, Hunter might just walk in on accident? Has that ever happened?
We had a monumental moment last week where I had to watch him shit.
What?
Because
you
and
buried
you're
this
up 50 minutes
I know.
In the podcast? Are you fucking kidding me?
I was in the middle of my
Lauren,
every...
fuck
of,
you.
Okay, we were...
For us talking about yeah,
you are always
bullshit. You're always sitting on shit.
Sorry,
literally.
Literally. we were in Cleveland and we only had one bathroom. We were in a hotel room and I was taking my everything shower where I was like exfoliating, shaving, washing, everything. And I was like, I'm literally not even halfway through. And he's like, I'm going to go in my pants. I was like, here you go. So then that's it.
You didn't get out of the shower. You didn't want to say like,
I'm not getting out of my shower for that. No.
I think when I have a partner, we're going to have to get two hotel rooms and we'll sleep in the same bed, like together. But to be efficient in the morning, I would like us both to shower at the same time and them to go to the other shower so that they can poop and have another shower next door.
See, this is why Naz wants to interview the people mm-hmm. who are happily married, but they don't live together because she's going to have to be not living with her spouse.
No, I just said that I want to live with them, but I actually think my relationship is going to thrive because of these parameters I'm going to set. Because I think it'll make you're never going to fight over the bathroom. I'll never fight over the bathroom because they'll have their own bathroom and I'll have mine.
Listen, his and her bathrooms are ideal. It is exactly what I want in my forever house to have the primary bedroom and then on each side of them mm-hmm. to have like the closet and then the own bathrooms. Mm-hmm. That's definitely the ideal situation.
Yeah. 100%. That's what I'm saying, man.
Very nice.
Yeah. But it definitely takes some money, you know, and you just said that you needed, you know, you don't want to make some money.
She chooses time over money.
So you don't have to figure that dilemma
but
out.
But now do you value money over your like privacy though? You know, she's going to start working weekends so she can have her own bathroom.
Actually, I'm laughing because you sound like that was such a parental sort of like lecture. It's like, well, you don't want to make money. So you don't want to good luck.
You don't want to make money. Like, so you don't get a bathroom.
My dad would say, like, well, you're shit out of luck, so suffer. Like, that's literally what my parents, that's literally the tone my parents speak to me in.
You don't want to make money, you know?
But I do want to say what we're doing with my dad tonight as a new, what may become an Instagram series.
I can't believe it's already 1 p.m.
You guys, I have thought about making Instagram series and then like I put one up and it like does well, but not like good enough to like totally do again. It's going to be my dad eats things he's never eaten before.
Because he's like, you know, because
you already kind of do that. And it's so funny seeing his reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he is going to eat sushi for the first time in his 67 years tonight.
Wait, he's never had sushi?
No, he's so against it. He's like, I don't need to put
I
don't need worms in my body. He's like, there's worms in that raw fish. I'm like, yes, Dad. All of us who eat sushi around this world walk around with worms. So this should be really fun. And then Lauren and I were thinking, like, he's never even had like a Frappuccino.
Wait, that's a good one.
Yeah. What else can you think of?
I want him to have a Taco Bell, like Crunchwrap Supreme or Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Yeah, like, because he eats like relatively healthy. Like, I guess he does and he doesn't at the same time. Like, he thinks that iceberg lettuce is healthy.
Oh,
and,
so he's like, a real Iconetti. Yeah.
Well, he's the one who's
he's not healthy.
Yeah.
Has your dad ever had, I'm trying to think of like a food, has he had a Cronut?
Oh, no. He's not a big sweets guy.
Yeah, what do you mean? He got the duck donuts when I was at your house.
He does like that. But as I have a quote from him being drunk as fuck on a cruise ship. And I go, Dad, do you want to get ice cream? And then he goes, I'm not really into sweets. I'm more of a food guy. You know, food.
Okay.
So he's never had ramen before. So I want him to have ramen. I think he'll think that's delicious.
Yeah. Ramen, Frappuccino, and sushi are like three great, incredible starts.
Great ones. Okay. So then think about it for me.
I'm Dad's dad's called.
Lauren, you did fantastic.
You win an Emmy
for that.
Thank you very much.
A Webby. A podcast-y.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. That was silly. My cheeks hurt from smiling.
That was so funny. My dad's so funny. I love him.
He's the best.
All right. We love you guys.
All right.
Bye.
If I had to have a dad, just like, wait, before we really sign off, if I had to have a dad that wasn't my dad,
I'd pick Mr. Perez.
Mr. Perez, yeah. Oh, you guys are going to make me cry.
100%. Aww. No doubt.
I know.
I got really
lucky in the dad. Yeah, I got the dad lottery for sure.
He's so cute. He's like, you chose a path of righteousness, didn't you?
All right, bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.